I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to another broadcast episode of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series sharing America's story through actors from Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my dear, dear friend, Gary Lyken, with his weekly On the Backlot report. Today we honor the music of Marvin Hamlisch. Marvin Frederick Hamlisch was a musical child prodigy. Born in Manhattan, his own childhood resembled the life of George Gershwin. At age 7, he was accepted into what is now known as the Juilliard School. His initial job was as a rehearsal pianist on Broadway for Funny Girl with Barbara Streisand. He was hired by producer Sam Spiegel to tickle the ivories at A-list parties. This contact led to his scoring of The Swimmer. Although Liza Minnelli's debut album included a song he wrote in his teens, his first hit song didn't come until he was 21. Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows was co-written with Howard Liebling and was recorded by Leslie Gore. In addition, Hamlisch co-wrote the song California Nights, which was also recorded by Gore and performed in the television series Batman. Let's enjoy early Hamlisch on Forgotten Hollywood.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears near, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
I'm Manny Pacheco, and today we're exploring the steady career of the late Marvin Hamlisch. 1973 was a banner year for the noted composer. He was happily reunited with diva Barbara Streisand on a most special project. The Way We Were earned Marvelous Marvin multiple Grammys and two Academy Awards. The score featured a lush title track, putting the songwriter in the upper echelon of Hollywood's elite. He also adapted the unique ragtime strains of Scott Joplin for the Best Picture of the Year. Another Oscar for his work, On the Sting, followed. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Of my mind, misty watercolor memories of the way we were, scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind. Smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? Could we, memories may be beautiful and yet what's too painful to remember, we simply choose to.
I just borrowed, shall we say, Gary Lykins popcorn so I can enjoy watching more of The Sting. Thank you. featured great work all around, especially from Paul Newman, Robert Redford, Robert Shaw, Ray Walston, Harold Gould, Charles Durning, and Dana Elkar. But it was Marvin Hamlisch who provided the turn-of-the-century mood of the motion picture with his lighthearted score. Woody Allen used his musical talents in several projects, including Take the Money and Run and Bananas. And Albert Cubby Broccoli decided to give the songwriter the opportunity to write an iconic theme for his latest James Bond film. Hamlisch collaborated with his then-girlfriend, Carol Bayer Sager. His composition earned the tune from The Spy Who Loved Me another Oscar nomination. Nobody does it better than Forgotten Hollywood.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, you're the best.
Can you believe it? Gary Lycan took back the popcorn. This is Manny Pacheco with you, and we're sharing timeless audio gems from the pen of Marvin Hamlisch. His first major stage work was in 1972, playing piano for Groucho Marx at Carnegie Hall for An Evening with Groucho. Marvin acted as both straight man and accompanist, while Marx reminisced about his career in show business. 3 years later, Hamlisch composed the score for the 1975 Broadway musical, A Chorus Line, for which he won both a Tony Award and a Pulitzer Prize. Along with Richard Rodgers, Marvin remains the only other composer to win these two, plus a Grammy, an Emmy, and an Oscar. You are tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
Kiss today goodbye.
Chorus Line became a minor film classic in 1985. We have more from the incredible Marvin Hamlisch for you when we return to Forgotten Hollywood. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Maine, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series Industries makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. I'm Manny Pacheco, and you have found Forgotten Hollywood on your radio dial. Forgotten Hollywood and Marvin Hamlisch. The noted conductor and composer was heavily influenced by Broadway classics, which is very apparent by listening to A Chorus Line. His favorite musicals growing up were My Fair Lady, Gypsy, West Side Story, and Bye Bye Birdie. Meanwhile, his film career was on full throttle. He had major success with the scores for Ordinary People in 1980 and Sophie's Choice in 1982. A personal favorite was his haunting melody from Ice Castles. Through the Eyes of Love was a major commercial triumph and put on full display the vitality of Marvin Hamlisch. Let's listen in on Forgotten Hollywood.
Please don't let this feeling end. It's everything I am, everything I wanna be. I can see what's mine now, finding out what's true. Since I found you, looking through of love. Now I
looking through the eyes of love. And now I do believe that even in the storm we'll find some light. Knowing you're beside me, I'm all right.
Please, don't let this feeling end. It might not come again, and I want to remember how it feels to touch you, how I feel so.
Thank you for your continued interest in Forgotten Hollywood. Marvin Hamlisch was musical director and arranger of Barbara Streisand's 1994 concert tour, as well as on her television special, Barbara Streisand, The Concert, for which she received two of his Emmys. He also conducted several tours of Linda Ronstadt during this period, most notably on her successful Dedicated to the One I Love in arenas and stadiums. He also became a television favorite, visiting the late night talk show circuit. I have a rare forgotten treat for you. Hamlisch, Ray Bolger, and Bing Crosby just before his passing on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I'm Manny Pacheco, and please listen and enjoy.
Sure.
The Rhythm Boys
are reunited.
Thank you. Well, lock it around in the Orbeez show.
Like most people everywhere, I'm not a millionaire.
Oh, God.
But what will shock the Western world? I don't really care, and it's the only way to go.
Yeah.
And it's the only dream I know. I'm content to just be uncomplicated me. So don't dig any deeper. What you get is what you see. And I'm the only man you find who likes nothing on his mind.
That's apparent, yeah.
Three cheers, hand me a beer.
Thanks.
Watch my dreams become real. Oh, no. Please don't go. I want to tell you how happy I feel. Like there's nothing much to lose. I never get the blues. When you've been down as long as me, then everything's good news. And up's the only way to go. And it's the only dream I know.
list. Beautiful.
Watch my dreams become real. Oh, no, please don't go. I want to tell you how happy I feel. We'll be happy till we die. My foolish dreams and I relax until they take us to that bar up in the sky. And up's the only way to go. And it's the only dream I know. And it's the only way.
Thank you. We'll call you next. We'll be right back.
Mr. Crosby.
What about the mediocre Marvin Hamlin?
Oh, Marvin, dear boy. We would never use such an adjective in describing you.
Neither would I, but you two have already used up all the good ones.
Listen, Bing, did you know that one of the first jobs that Marvin ever had was he was the rehearsal pianist for the Bell Telephone Hour show?
No.
Yes.
Well, from such humble beginnings come legends. And Grammys and Oscars.
And don't forget the Nobel Peace Prize.
Why am I always the last to know? But really, I was the kid who used to accompany all the performers at the rehearsal of the Bell Telephone Hour. And then on the day of the show, I'd stand on the side and I'd watch Donald Voorhees conduct that magnificent orchestra. Mm-hmm. He was really marvelous.
Great.
Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that one day I'd be standing up there myself.
Yes, and Marvin has had some pretty wild dreams.
Please.
Well, I tell you, it's nice to see a local boy make good. Tell me, Marvin, did you ever dream when you were writing The Way We Were that someday it would wind up as the underlying theme of the production we're going to give here tonight?
Can't say that I did.
Well, it does, Marvin.
And beautifully, too. I wonder if we could impose on you to play it for us.
As Sir Laurence Olivier once said, I cannot resist the opportunity to play Hamlish.
Play Hamlish. Memories light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories of the way we were. Picture
yesterday
of the smiles we left behind.
All my troubles seem so far away.
Smiles we gave to one another.
Now it looks as though
all the way we were. Remember the way we
Bing, Liza Minnelli, and Mr. Marvin Hamlisch reprise a unique encore of The Way We Were with lyrics by Marilyn and Alan Bergman.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Back Lot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. Manny, I want my popcorn back. Now I have it. Okay, now I'm ready. So join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio back lot. This episode was dedicated to the music and the movies of a man who left us way too soon, Marvin Hamlisch. Everyone had something to say when we learned he had passed away, but to paraphrase a song title, no one did it better than former President Bill Clinton, who said Mr. Hamlisch gave us all the gift of our memories. He also said the following: genius is rare enough, but a good-hearted genius is rarer still. A good-hearted, humble, and hilarious genius, almost unheard of. We are Marvin's concerto. The words of former President Bill Clinton. Nancy Reagan said that she sometimes liked to sing along with Mr. Hamlisch when he would perform for her and President Reagan. Luckily, Mrs. Reagan wrote, his piano music drowned out my voice. You may have missed news coverage of Mr. Hamlisch's funeral. There were some poignant moments worth sharing. The service was held at the same synagogue as the funeral of George Gershwin in 1937. And touches of Mr. Hamlisch's music and his playful sensibility could be seen and heard. A hearse outside the temple carried bright yellow flowers decorated with lollipops, suggesting Leslie Gore's hit single, Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows, which Mr. Hamlisch composed. An organist played Mr. Hamlisch's theme from the movie Ice Castles, and the service featured a choir's performance of The Way We Were. If you want to sample some of his film work, check out The Informant on DVD. It's a quirky 2009 comedy with a score that is often underappreciated. Hamlisch's musical ideas are used by director Steven Soderbergh as a kind of wordless commentator on scenes in the movie. A Greek chorus of bouncing brass, tense strings, and secret agent guitar lines that moves seamlessly with the plot. It's worth your time. His talent and endearing story will live on in the form of a picture book he wrote shortly before his death entitled Marvin Makes Music. The book includes an original one-song CD composed by Hamlisch. The children's book tells of Hamlisch's true story of who, at the age of 6, became the youngest person accepted into the prestigious Juilliard School. The plot tells of young Marvin overcoming his fears before the Juilliard audition. Manny, thank you for orchestrating this episode. I close this backlot with the words of Marvin Hamlisch. Quote, music can make a difference. There is a global nature to music, which has the potential to bring all people together. Music is truly an international language. End quote. Manny, back to you.
Gary Lycan, thank you for that fitting tribute to Marvin Hamlisch. And Steve Guzman, you are the perfect lone arranger. I know. That was really bad. I know. No more puns. I leave you with a poignant memory from Liza Minnelli and Marvin Hamlisch, the appropriate legacy of a genius. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Annie Pacheco.
Marvin!
What?
You know what I just remembered?
What?
Do you remember the first time we ever made a recording together?
That's a long time ago.
We were 15 years old.
Ah, those were the days.
15.
And we were hot stuff.
Oh, we were terrific. And we rode down in a limousine, which was swell. Mama, of course.
I wrote the songs. I wrote the songs so that you could give them to her for Christmas.
That's right.
Present, right?
And then we had to ride back on the subway.
Right.
On the IRT, right back.
Terrific.
But they were terrific songs.
Yeah, but you weren't very happy when we finished with those things, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't think I sang them too swell. You know, I thought I was awful. Remember?
Well, you were really depressed, as
very
I remember.
Very depressed, and crying, and saying, "Oh, Marvin, I'll never be anything. I'll never accomplish anything. I'll never get anywhere." And you were so funny, because here's this big empty subway car. Right. Do you remember? And you went, "You'll be Sultana," just running up and down.
By the way, I think, to be honest, I think you're exaggerating the story just a bit.
No, I'm what?
Yeah, I think it was the BMT subway.
All right. Oh, you know, this is the best time, though,
I love
isn't
this.
It?
Oh,
it's
rehearsing?
Better than doing it.
I know, it's terrific.
Well, making it all work.
Yeah, figuring it out.
Yeah, it's like when we do an opening number.
Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to find a good figure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I remember my lesson.
Yes, and then you have to figure out where's the tune to go with this. Well, with you always need an opening number, right? So I'll give you that opening, right?
Oh, all right.
A lot of pizzazz. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Liza Alley. Or if you change your name, we'll put something else in there. But if you go with that, anyway, we start off real soft. You get ready for a cue.
La 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 la.
So far, terrific.
La 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 la.
Get ready for the rhythm.
Right. If you could read my love, what a tale my thoughts would tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet, love's a one-way street. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've gotta say that I just don't get it nice. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I wanna get it back. The part where the heartache comes, the love that didn't dawn, but memories linger on and on and on and on and on. And have you gone to the moon or the corner saloon or the rack and the ruin? I don't care, this is where you should be, and I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I wanna get it back. Come back to me, right? Come back to me. Something, you are the best in the entire world, Marvin Hamlisch, and don't ever change your name.
The same to you, Liza Minnelli.